Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Pei Beis. We left off on daf Pei Aleph and Beis. We are at Boi Minei Rava Mei Rav Nachman. Today's year we have a lot of sponsors, Baruch Hashem. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'il Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom. Also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, in appreciation of the children's Rebbeim and Marot. Also by Gedalia and Rivka, Rabbi Gedalia and Rivka Jaffe, in honor of the marriage of their children, Shira and Yaakov Rivkin. Mazel Tov to the Jaffe and Rivkin families. Also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer, in honor and appreciation to the Shir and commemoration of the yard sites in Teves of his mother Rachel Bas Yisachar, Allah Shalom, and his wife Hindel Bas Al Yaakov HaKohen, Allah Shalom, Neshama Shev Aliyah. It's also sponsored by David Hamm in honor of his wife Margie on her birthday. Very happy birthday. And it's also sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for our dear friend Shmaryo Ben Rezel, Shoshana Miriam. And it's also sponsored by the entire Zeriker and Goldenberg families, Lili Nishmas, Eitan's grandfather, Aaron Eliezer, Ben David HaKohen, Finger God, the Neshama, Sherev Naliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is whether we do we classify Tashmish as a Inui Nefesh or as a Dvarim Shebein Olivina. The fact that a husband is able to be Mefer and Eder that involves refraining from Tashmish, is that in the category of Inui Nefesh or is that in the category of Dvarim Shebein Olivina? Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Shmuel holds that if a wife prohibits herself in Hana'a from someone or someplace, something in particular, that it's inoy nefesh. And the Gemara is going to challenge that, meaning when it's efshar mi makom acher, is it really considered inoy nefesh? If she can get that very same hana'a, that very same thing that she's prohibiting herself from, but she can get it from somewhere else, so is that really inoy nefesh? So the Gemara is going to challenge Shmuel from a couple of different places and come to some sort of conclusion. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a neder is dynamic. It includes two different things, one of which is inoy nefesh, and the other of which is not inoy nefesh. So how do we handle hafara in such a situation? Do we assume that hafara applies, and kiven since he could be made for mektsasa, he could be made for kulo, if he could be made for the part that is inoy nefesh, he could even be made for the part that does not involve inoy nefesh? Is he limited? He could only be made for the part that has inoy nefesh? Can he not be made for at all? What exactly are the rules of hafara when a neder, a single neder, includes components that have inoy nefesh and components that do not have inoy nefesh? So let's begin at the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom of the page, by Bayimnei Rava Mei Rav Nachman. So the Gemara discusses, Bayimnei Rava Mei Rav Nachman, Tashmish Amita the Rabbanan, a woman who asks herself in Tashmish Amita, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, who hold that Rechitza and Kishut is an inoy nefesh related situation, so inoy nefeshu, Odvarm Shabin Olivina, is that considered to be a neder of inoy nefesh, and therefore the Baal could be made for the Nadarim even Klape Acherim, or do we assume that it's considered Dvarim Shebein Olivina and he's only able to be made for the Neder Klape Atzmo, but he's not able to be made for the Neder Klape Acherim? That's, as we pointed out, what the Gemara tells us in the Afayin Tesam Beis, that when the Baal is made for Mishum Inui Nefesh, the Hafara works even for other people if she were to get divorced and remarry someone else. But if he's made for because it's Dvarim Shebein Olivina, the Hafara only works for himself, it does not work klape other people. So the shaila is, when a woman takes a neder about Tashmish Amita, is that considered to be a neder of inoy nefesh? So the Rush raises the question, what kind of question is this? Is Tashmish Amita inoy nefesh? We all know that there is a halacha that on Yom HaKippurim ta'anu es nafsho seichem, that one has to experience inoy in Yom Kippur, and there are chamesh inuyim on Yom HaKippurim. And one of the inuyim on Yom HaKippurim is Tashmish Amita. That's derived from a pasuk, im ta'ane es benosai, which we assume means minias tashmish. It means refraining from tashmish. So how can you say that it's not inoy nefesh? What's the hava amina that Tashmish wouldn't be inoy nefesh? So three answers are suggested by Rishonim. First, the Rush himself suggests that the Isser Tashmish in Yom HaKippurim is only an Isser Midrabanan. The Pasuk of Tanes Benosai is an Asmachta B'Alma. And therefore, you're not able to prove from the fact that you have Nisr Tashra Mita and Yom Kippurim that it's considered an Inoy on a Doraisa level, that it would actually be considered Inoy Nefesh. Second of all, the Nemuka Yosef suggests that, yeah, you see from here that Tashmish is considered Inoy. What you don't see is that it's considered Inoy Nefesh. Those are two different categories. Inoy means a little bit of suffering. Inoy Nefesh is something more strong or more fundamental to a person's existence, something much, much bigger. So it could be that, yes, Tashmish is one of the Inuyim, but it still may not be classified as Inoy Nefesh. A third approach is Shita Mukbetzes, where he writes that Tashmish Amita is considered Inoy of Yom HaKippurim Mida Oraisa, but it's only an Inui for an Ish, not for an Isha. Because the Gemara says in Mesachas Ksubas, Tzeilamad Mishuk Shel Zonos, Mi Socher Es Mi. You want to know who's struggling with not having Tashmish? Go look at the market. Go look at the Shuk Shel Zonos. Who's hiring who to have Tashmish? So you see that the Gemara is not sure whether a Menias Tashmish for a woman is also considered Inui Nefesh or not considered Inui Nefesh. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Is it Inui Nefesh? Or is it considered Dvar Mishabeno Leveinas? Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back to Rav, Tanisua, we could answer this suffix based on the Mishnah that we're going to have later on in this Masechta, at the very end of the Masechta, where it tells us that Netula Ani Mina Yehudim, that if a woman says that she's asring her Hana'as Tashmish of every other Jew on herself, and included in every other Jew is her own husband, Yafar Chelko Umeshamashto. He should be made for the Chelek of that Neder that's Nogea to him, because she asked his Tashmish on herself, so he has to be made for that part, so that he could have Tashmish with her, and Tainatulim and Yehudim, but Lagabe, every other Jew on earth, every other person in the world, the Nether is not Mufar, and therefore, if this husband were to divorce her, and she were to get remarried to somebody else, so then Enochanami, she's going to be Asura, B'Tashmisho, that Nether will still be in place, Klape, other people. So how do we see, how does that help answer our question, whether Mani yes, Tashmish is considered Inui Nefesh or not? Well, the Iyam Neder Inui Nefesh Havi, if you're going to say that Menias Tashmish is Inui Nefesh, Amaitei Netulim and Yehudim, why isn't the Neder Hufar entirely, even Lagabe everybody else as well? After all, as we said before, the rule is that when a husband is made for a neder of Inui Nefesh, it's Hufar even la'acherim, it's Hufar for everybody. Whereas if it's only Dvar Mishabeno Levena, it's only Hufar la'atzmo, it's not Hufar klape acherim. Shema mina Dvar Mishabeno Levena Havyan. So you see that Ataka is something that's only considered Dvar Mishabeno Levena and not something that's considered Inui Nefesh. Now Tosos raises the question later on in the Masechta on Daf Tzadi, how could the Isra be chal at all klape kol Yisrael, meaning when a woman takes a neder that she's going to ask her the tashmish of everybody else on her, and she's a married woman. What do you mean that there's an iser klape kol Yisrael? Ain iser chalal iser. She's already a neshes ish klape kol Yisrael. So how could you make a new neder that's going to generate a new iser that kol Yisrael is not going to be able to have tashmish with her? So the Tosos suggests that since included in the neder is her husband, who is currently mutter to her, so the neder is going to be chal, even klape kol Yisrael. However, Tosus points out that teretz only works according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi in Yevam Staf Lamed Beis, that Ein Yisr Chal Yisr is, it will not work according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Ein Yisr Chal Yisr is even by Yisr Kolel. Meaning the answer of Tosus essentially is that, yeah, Yisr Chal Yisr be Yisr Kolel. That if you're including more in the Yisr that you're creating now, so then the Yisr could be chal on the existing Yisr as well. But if you hold like Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that Ein Yisr Chal Yisr afilu be Yisr Kolel, then we're back to our original question. How could she ask her through a neder, the tashmish of everybody else in her? She already has an Isra tashmish with everybody else because she's an Eshes Ish. So that's a kasha that all the Achronim struggled with, and they each gave different terutzim. Tos Yom Tov suggests that even according to Rabbi Yossi, Ein Isra Chal Isra, even if it's Kolal other people, but Rabbi Yossi is moda that by an Isra Mosif, you'd say Isra Chal Isra. And over here, because of a neder, she becomes Asr to her husband as well. That's an Isra Mosif. And Rabbi Yossi would be moda. Isur kolal is different than isur mosif. This would be an example of isur mosif and not isur kolal. The Avnei Milum suggests, based on a Ran earlier in the Masechta, that nedarim are chal on shavua. So a person takes a shavua not to eat kikar zeh, and then he eats then he asers it bekonam on himself. So since the shavua is an isur on the gavra not to eat the kikar, a neder is an isur on the kikar itself, on the chefza. So the isur is going to be chal even though there's already an existing shavua. So he says over here also the isur of the neder could be chal on the isur eishes ish, because the isur eishes ish is an isur on the anashim, whereas the isur neder is on the isha. It's on herself. She's making the isur. So since it's on two different entities, the existing isur of eishes ish is their isur. It's an isur on them, not their isur, but it's an isur on them. I mean, it's their isur also, but it's an isur on them. And now she's making an isur on herself. So that's going to be subject to a second isur being chal. Rabbi Kiveger suggests in the tshuva that that when Rav Huna says that the entire parak follows Rabbi Yossi, that's only legabe nidre inui nefesh. But legabe isur chalul isur, we don't say the entire parak is like Rabbi Yossi. Say nechinami. We don't have to be following shitas Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the original answer that Tosus gave works just fine. And then he has other terutzim as well. But this is the issue that that all of the achronim seem to struggle with. It's interesting. The Torah writes in Yeridah and Simreish Lamedalid that a woman who asks hanaas tashmisha al kola olam, that she makes an isur tashmish on the entire world, the husband could be made for his chelek, and then she's going to be muteris to him ad shetis garish, only until he divorces her. And then once he divorces her, the isur is going to be chal on him as well. So the Beis Yosef is bothered by a couple of things, but one of the things that he's bothered by this tour is that the tour sounds like it says explicitly that as soon as he divorces her, she becomes asura to him. So even though we assume by suffik in the Gemara Luchumra that a neder minias tashmis is not a neder of inu nefesh, it's dvarim shebein olavina, but the husband could be even dvarim shebein olavina, he could be made for laatzmo, and that means kolzman she ruuyolo, and even after he divorces her, she's still ruuyolo until she marries somebody else. So why is it that the isur is going to kick in as soon as he divorces her? And that's why if you look in Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Reish Lamed Daled in Siv Samuches, he paskins that only when she answers Hana'as Habrios Aleha does the husband have to be mefer his chelik. So essentially Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Torah. But okay, so the Gemara where we just left it off is that we brought a raya that that tashmish, that an isur tashmish, is dvarim shebein olivina. Because if it were inui nefesh, then when she were to take a neder of an isur tashmish on the whole world, and he's mefer, it wouldn't just be that he's mefer his chelik and she'd be mutaris to everybody, and she'd be asura to everybody else. If it's inui nefesh, he could be mefer klapei everybody. So it must be that it's dvarim shebein olivina. So the Gemara rejects this raya. The Gemara says, you're right, that Mishnah works as a raya, that it's not inui nefesh, but maybe that's only within one shita in Tanaim. Meaning you bring a raya from a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Later in the Masechta is a Mishnah that's following shitas Rabbi Yossi. But the Rabbanan Tibayilach, according to the Chachamim, there's still makom for a safek. Mishum de netula mina Yehudim, Rabbi Yossi katanila. Because the Mishnah of netula mina Yehudim is dafka the shita of Rabbi Yossi. And lishitaso, refraining from tashmish, is not inui nefesh, it's only dvarim shebein olivina. So therefore the husband can only be made for himself. He can't be made for klape all of klalisol. But according to the Chachamim, we're still not sure. Do the Chachamim consider minias tashmish to be dvarim shebein olivina, or do they consider it to be inui nefesh? The Ran writes that, you know, this suffix is never really nifshat. We don't really have a solution. What do the Chacham hold about Menias Tashmish? Is that Inui Nefesh? Is it Dvarim Shebein Olivina? So what do you do if you're not sure? It says we should be Machmir, that the husband can only be made for the Neder Klapei Atzmo. He cannot be made for the Neder Klapei Kol Yisrael, because since we don't know, we have to treat it like Dvarim Shebein Olivina and not like Inui Nefesh. And he says that there are those that hold that although the Suffolk is not Nifshat right here on the spot, but we can be Poshet the Suffolk from what Shmuel is about to teach us a little bit later on in this very Amud, where he says, Kol Nedarim Bal Mefer Lishto. Shmuel has a very general statement. He says, Kol Nedarim Bal Mefer Lishto. All Nedarim, husband could be made for. Sounds like any neder that the woman takes, the husband could be made for Mishum Nidre Inoy Nefesh. So it sounds like a neder of Tashmish is a neder of inoy nefesh, and therefore maybe we are poshet the suffik. So the Ran says that's not a good raya, because Shmuel is not telling us that it doesn't be made for every neder for his wife. It means any neder that actually has inoy nefesh doesn't be made for his wife. So you can't be poshet what the status of minyas tashmish is. Minyan echinami, if it were inoy nefesh, he'd be able to be made for it, but I still don't know if it's inoy nefesh. And that's why the Ran rejects such a shita. The Rashba writes, like the second shita that the Ran quotes, that we can be poshet from Shmuel, that the husband can be made for any neder mishum inui nefesh, and he explains that by everything that we have to be choshesh, that maybe the woman's going to need it, and it's going to be inui nefesh if she doesn't have it. But he quotes in the name of his Rebbe, like the Ran, not like this second Deya, that Shmuel only refers to nedarim that we know to be inui nefesh. So bottom line is, the Gemara over here does not have a clear resolution whether Nidrei Tashmish are considered Nidrei Inui Nefesh L'shitas Chachamim. L'shitas Rabbi Yossi, yes, it is Nidrei Inui Nefesh, but L'shitas Chachamim, we don't have a clear solution whether Nidrei Tashmish are Nidrei Inui Nefesh or not. And how do I know that Rabbi Yossi is the author of the Mishnah later on that seems to assume that Nidrei Tashmish are Inui Nefesh? Meaning we said, according to Rabbi Yossi, we were poshet because we have a raya from a Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we know that Nidrei Tashmish are Inui Nefesh. How do I know that? Tam Rav Huna kulei pirkin Rabbi Yossi hi, that all the Mishnayos in this perek, even those that are only taught as a Stam Mishnah, are Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, even though generally in Shas, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but in this particular perek, even those Mishnayos that are a Stam Mishnah are in fact Rabbi Yossi. Mi mai, how do I know that to be the case? Kivan to Katani, because it says back on Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Elu Nidrei Inu Nefesh, and then he goes on to say Ve Elu Ein Nidrei Inu Nefesh. So we know that from there on is Rabbi Yossi. So Lama Leisu Lemisna Hareza Yafer Div Rabbi Yossi. Why at the very end of the Mishnah does it have to say Hareza Yafer Div Rabbi Yossi? Of course it's Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was speaking up until now. So Shema Mina Mikan Ve Eilach Rabbi Yossi. It must be by bringing Rabbi Yossi's name into the Mishnah. Again, it's telling us that henceforth it's always going to be Rabbi Yossi, that all the Stam Mishnayos going forward are going to reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Period. So that is the first discussion. So we wanted to know, are Nidrei Tashmish considered Nidrei Inui Nefesh? And we have answered it, that we have a Mishnah later on that suggests that yes, it is Nidrei Inui Nefesh, but that's only L'shitas Rabbi Yossi. L'shitas Rabbanon, we're still not sure whether Nidrei Tashmish are considered Nidrei Inui Nefesh. So now, the next topic in today's daf. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Shmuel says Mishmei Delevi. There's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim, when you have someone saying Mishmei to somebody else, does that mean that they were a Talmud of that person? Does that mean that they never met that person and they only heard it in their name? Rashi Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Zayin says Kol Heicha Da'amar Mishmei Diploni Lo Shama Mimenu El Me'Acherim Shama SheGiblu Mimenu, that he's already a Klishlishi, that he didn't hear it directly from that party, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara over there. The Ravashi says Mishmei D'Rava, even though Ravashi never met Rava, because Maran Kiddushin says Yom Shemesu Rava Nolad Ravashi. The Gemara in Kiddushin that says that in each that as one tzaddik leaves the world, another one comes into the world, that when Rava died, Ravashi was born. So Ravashi never met Rava. So how's he saying Mishmei de Rava? So it must be that Mishmei means that he heard from someone who overlapped with both of them. However, Tosos and Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes writes on the Meimra of Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei de Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, that it must be that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is saying something Mishmei de Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak is that Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, because it says Mishmei. According to Rashi, there's no Raya. What do you mean? That doesn't tell you he's his Rebbe Adrav. It tells you he wasn't his Rebbe, because they never met each other. And that's what the Rambam writes in Akdama to Pirshim Shnayis as well, that he says, Kol Makom Shetimtzu B'Mishna Rebbe Ploni Mishum Rebbe Ploni Dashu Talmido L'ficha Kibel Mimenu, that it means that he was a Talmud. So more like the Shita of Tosos. But anyway, Amar Shmuel Mishmei DeLevi, whatever Mishmei DeLevi means, but certainly this is something attributed to Levi, that kol nedarim, any neder that involves inui nefesh, bal mefer le ishto, a husband could be mefer for his wife, chutz Unless the woman says that she's asking her hana'a on Ploni, that he's not able to be mefer because there's no inu nefesh. The fact that she's not mahanes somebody else is clearly not inu nefesh. So there's no reason that she should be able to be mefer. She takes a neder. I don't like that guy. I don't want him to get any hana'a from me. I like to bake cookies and cake. He's not allowed to have any of it, right? So that's not inu nefesh for her. The other guy is the one that's suffering. In fact, the Ritva writes that this part of the sentence has no chiddush whatsoever. Of course, that's not inu nefesh. Why would you think it's inu nefesh? The whole chiddush, which was going to say, is the next line, is the very next statement. The Miri says that it could be there's a chiddush over here as well, that even in a situation where she's mitzta'er, that she asked her hana'a on Ploni, meaning at some point she may be upset about it, she may be sad about it. Why do I have to pick fights with people? Why do I? So she may get upset about it still, that's not considered nidrei inui nefesh. Maybe that's the chiddush. But anyway, the real chiddush is, aval hana'as Ploni alai mefer. If she takes a neder that I'm not allowed to get hana'a from Ploni, then the husband could be mefer, because that's going to be inui nefesh. She's not allowed to get hana'a from that fellow. And even though she could get hana'a from other people, maybe the person who she took a neder hana'a from has something that she can't get elsewhere. Maybe there's something that only that person is able to provide that she's not going to be able to get from somewhere else. And therefore, that's considered a neder of inui nefesh, even though it's only hana'a from one particular person. So the Gemara asks from a Mishnah. Tanan, we have a Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Tes, that a woman who says, Peros Medina Zo Alai, a woman took a neder that she's not going to get any hana'a from the Peros of a particular Medina, so Yavila Mi Medina Acheres. The husband can't be made for the neder, he's just got to provide her with Peros from somewhere else. Meaning, since there's a Takana Mi Makom Acher, since there is a solution, you know, there's something that can be worked out, just bring her payros from somewhere else. So that's not inu nefesh. So you see that Shmuel is incorrect, because according to Shmuel, even if she answered one person, hana'a from one person, we call that inu nefesh. Why don't you just say, well, she can get hana'a from somebody, some other people. So you see, the fact that you asked her one entity, according to this Mishnah, is inu nefesh, whereas according to Shmuel, is not inu nefesh. According to the Mishnah, is not inu nefesh, whereas according to Shmuel, is inu nefesh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Tekamra Shetavi Ata. No, the Mishnah maybe is talking about a case that she didn't answer the peros of the Medina entirely. She answered the peros, the husband bringing the peros of the Medina to her. Meaning, it's not that she said all peros from all Florida oranges are going to be answered to me. She said I answer hana'a from any Florida oranges that my husband brings to me. She can still have Florida oranges that other people will bring to her. So that would be muteris to her. And therefore, it's not inu nefesh, because she can get hana'a from those very same peros. Not that efshar b'medina achar. She can get hana'a from those very same peros as long as someone else provides it for her. But if she were to take a neder hana'a from a particular person, that she's not allowed to get any hana'a from that person, that is inu nefesh, because there is no way around it. There's no way to get that hana'a that person provides. So that would be considered inu nefesh. The Ran asked the obvious question that since the reason that it's not inu nefesh is because she's able to get hana'a from Florida oranges, from peros, from that Medina, as long as someone else brings it to her, so how come the Mishnah says, Yavila mi Medina acheres? You don't need to be Yavila mi Medina, Yavila al yedei adam acher. Why does it have to say Yavila mi Medina acheres? So the Ran works on that kasha. He says you need both factors, whatever. He tries to work out that kasha. But anyway, the Gemara says further now, a kasha on Shmuel. Tashima, the hemshich of the Mishnah says that a woman who says, Peros chenveni ze olai, I'm taking this hana'a from the peros of this chenveni, ein yachalav, or the husband can't be made for the neder, because according to Shmuel, a woman who asks herself to get hana'a from Ploni, it is considered inu nefesh. So why is it that according to the Mishnah, peros chenveni ze olai, ein yachalav, apparently it's not considered inu nefesh? According to Shmuel, it should be considered inu nefesh. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Hachanami dekamra shetaviata. Over here also, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the woman answered the peros that the husband's going to, that the husband will bring from that chenveni. She's not answering all peros from that chenveni, but that the husband is going to bring from that chenveni. Shetaviata in the Sefer Parshas Nedarim, he says, why did the Mishnah have to ask this again? I mean, we already said Taviata. We already gave the answer to Taviata. So we couldn't foresee that the same answer that that worked for the first line of the Mishnah is also going to work for the second line of the very same Mishnah. So he suggests that the Gemara thought that even though the Reisha talks about where the woman says Shetaviata, the Seifa is not talking about Shetaviata, the Gemara thought, because then there's no Chiddush in the Seifa. Because if a neder from a Medina Shlema, the husband is not able to be Mefer, Kolshkein, when she was only Noder May Odomecha, that the husband won't be able to be Mefer. And nevertheless, the Gemara still says that the Seifa is talking about where she says Shetaviata, and the Gemara is saying that, yeah, you're right, in Chinami, there's no Chiddush, and the Mishnah only mentions that line to tell us about the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that if Slo Ha'isa Parnasaso El Mimenu, that then Hareze Yafer, meaning that in Chinami, this line in the Mishnah that we're quoting right now has no Chiddush to it. But the reason the Gemara thought that maybe we're not going to give the same answer of that it's on B'chiyah Gavna that she said Shetaviata is because if so, there's no Chiddush in that line. And the Gemara's answer essentially is, in a Chinami, there's no Chiddush in that line. It's setting up the very next line. And that's what the Gemara tells us, that wait a second, you're telling me that this entire Mishnah, which we just quoted two lines from, we quoted a line where she says, Peros Medina Zo'alai Yavila Medina Acheres, Peros Chenveni Zo'alai Ein Yachala Hafer. You're telling me that both of those cases, that this entire Mishnah is talking about where she said Shetaviata, that I'm only asking the Paris Medina Zoo, I'm only asking the Paris of this Chenveni if you're the one that brings it to me. But then read weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say, Lo Aisa Parnasaso Elami Menu, that if the entire Parnasa of the Baal, the entire sustenance of the Baal, comes from this Chenveni, the very Chenveni that the woman asked Hana'a from, he's the only one that sells to the Baal on credit. So he's the only one that the Baal is able to go to, no matter what, to be able to buy the things that they need. So I raise a Yafer. The Baal can be made for the Neder, because sometimes he's not going to have cash, and he's not able to buy Bahakafa by anybody else, only by this Chenveni, it will be Inoy Nefesh for the Isha as well. The E, Amit, but if you're going to say Deka Amra Shetaviata, that the whole Mishnah is talking about, that the whole nature of her neder is just that you shouldn't bring from me from that Chenveni, so my Yafer, why should the Baal be Mefer? Just have someone else, send someone else to the store to bring the stuff that they need. It wouldn't involve Inoy Nefesh, you could just have someone else bring it. Elamid Seifa, Delo Maisi Baal Havi, Resha de Kamaisihi, since the Seifa must not be talking about a case where the woman asserted only the peros that the husband's going to bring from the Chenveni. She asserts peros entirely from that Chenveni. So Mela the Resha, when the woman asserts peros Medina Zu or Chenveni Ploni, it's also talking about a case where she asserts the peros of that Medina entirely, not the Florida oranges that my husband's going to bring to me. Any Florida oranges, whether she brings it herself or someone else brings it, and still the Baal's not able to be Mefer, because you could bring it in Medina Acheres. You still have the other, so don't have Florida oranges. Someone once sent me a box of Arizona oranges. Someone listens to the DAF, so he had appreciation. So he sent me, it was this time of year, it was winter, so he sent me a box of Arizona. So there are wonderful oranges that in Arizona also doesn't have to be from Florida. So the husband's not able to be Mefer, or to buy a different Chenveni. So if that's the case, we see from the Mishnah that the fact that the woman asers the hana'a of a particular person is not considered inu nefesh, and the husband cannot be made for such a neder, and that's against Shmuel. Meaning, so now we're back to our kasha on Shmuel, because again, Shmuel was the one that said that hana'as ploni alai mefer, that if a woman takes a neder hana'a from a particular person, that could always be inui nefesh, because maybe he has something that she needs and nobody else has, so the husband could be mefer. But you see in this Mishnah that if she says peros of this Medina, this Chenveni, he can't be mefer, because there are other options. Just because she asked her this person, it doesn't say elereisha ein yachal afer d'kamaisihi. So we therefore have a raya from the Mishnah that the husband could not be mefer when she asks herself from a particular person, but when she asks the peros, even when she asks the peros entirely, because and it's not just about who brings it, even if she says all Florida oranges are aser, that's not inui nefesh. We said it's a kasha on Shmuel, That's not a kasha in Shmuel. Shmuel said his din within the Shita of the Chachamim, and the Eino Chinami, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, the Zinoi Nefesh, even if she's not, if she only asserted a particular person, Hana'a from a particular person. But Umas Nisin, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that holds that there's no Inui Nefesh from not being able to be Nana from a particular person, from one person. Because let her get Hana'a from other people. Tam Ravuna, Kule Pirkin, Rabbi Yossi. Because after all, we said that the entire Perek already follows the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So essentially we said Shmuel said a din, we had a Mishnah that said, it seems against the din, and the Gemara's answer is right, there's a Mishnah against the din, because Shmuel was saying a din within the Shita of the Chachamim, and the Mishnah was speaking dafka like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi holds that if you take a neder that's limited to a place or a person, that's not Inui Nefesh, let it get from elsewhere. Whereas Shmuel holds, if you take a neder from a place, a person, that Hariza Yafer, that the husband can be made for, that Ataka is Inui Nefesh. So says the Gemara, Umay Ein Yachel Lahafer. When Rabbi Yossi says the husband cannot be Mefer when she takes a neder from Chenveni Ploni, from Medina Zoo, so that's Mishum Inui Nefesh. That just means that it's not a neder of Inui Nefesh. Aval Mefer Ndarm Shvein Olvena. But it's still considered a neder Shvein Olvena. So that he is allowed to be Mefer. It's just that the Afar is going to be more limited. It's only going to work for him. It's not going to work for the rest of the world. Now the Ran writes that the Gemara really doesn't have to mention again over here that Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi in order to show that the Mishnah that talks about when she asks Chen Venizu or this guy, you know, or this Medina, that follows Rabbi Yossi, because the Mishnah that says that is Mefurish. It says Divrei Rabbi Yossi. The idea of adding it, meaning the idea of showing that Shmuel is going like the Chachamim and the Mishnah that's against him is going like Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to tell me Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi. I know that the Mishnah that's going against him is like Rabbi Yossi, because the Mishnah that's going against him actually says the words Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So that's so adding in the words Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, you know, this whole paragraph is like Rabbi Yossi, is really unnecessary. So why does it mention it? Because the Mishnah on Daf Pe Gimel in tomorrow's Daf says that a woman who asks Hana'as Habrios on herself, the husband is not able to be Mefer. And L'chora, that's also against Shmuel. So that's why the Gemara preempts, the Gemara anticipates a question you're going to have from other Mishnayos in this parak against Shmuel. And the Gemara says, by the way, you know, just like the Mishnah that we actually asked from is clearly Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnayos that you might think to ask from are also Rabbi Yossi, and therefore don't bother asking such questions. Okay, so now we move on to third topic of the daf, right? So again, the first topic of the daf was whether Hana'as Tashmish is considered a neder of Inui Nefesh or not, and we were half poshet that shayla. Then we had the chiddush of Shmuel, where Shmuel had said that if Hana'as Ploni Alai, the neder is only about Ploni, a particular person, is that considered a neder of Inui Nefesh? Shmuel said yes, and we had a Mishnah against him that said that it's not a neder of Inui Nefesh because he can get Hana'a from other people, and we said yeah, because Shmuel following the Chachamim and the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi. Now we move on to the third topic and final topic of today's daf, and that is what if a person has a neder that's dynamic, that has two pieces to it, two parts to it. One of those parts is Inui Nefesh and the other part is not Inui Nefesh. So what are the rules of Hafara in such a case? So I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel. Nadra mishtei kikaros. A woman says, "Kolam shtei kikaros elu alai." There are two loaves of bread, right? Lechem mishnah on the table. She walks in and she sees, sourdough again. And what happened to good old challah? So she says, "Kolam shtei kikaros elu alai." Then I take a neder on these shtei kikaros. So the Prush Nadarim points out that it must be that there were many kikaros in front of her. She was by a Rebbe's tish. There were 12 kikaros, right? And she only said, then that's considered to be neder echad. But if she only had shtei kikaros in front of her, then it wouldn't be considered neder echad unless she said kolam kikaros elu alai. By adding the word shtei in such a sentence, it's as if she's saying I wanted to dafka be two different nedarim. Okay, whatever the mechanics are, she takes one neder that involves shtei kikaros. However you work it out, that it's one neder and not two nedarim. She takes one neder that involves shtei kikaros. Ba'achas misana, one of these kikaros would be taka inu nefesh for her, because it's pasnakia, it's whatever, it's a higher quality bread. Ubachas ein misana, and the other kikar is a very low quality bread. It's not going to be inu nefesh. It's last week's challah that just happens to be stayed on the dining room table all week. So since it's or it's, you know, it's a brand, it's whatever, it's not good challah. So therefore she wouldn't normally eat it anyway. So the din is that even though mita oraisa, husband could be made for only nidre inu nefesh, mitoch shu made for lemisane, since the husband has the right to be made for the chelik of the neder that does involve the inu nefesh, made for l'sheinu misane. He can also be made for the chelik of the neder that does not involve inu nefesh, because the Torah says the isha yiferenu, that her husband could be made for the neder, and the Gemara and Daf Pei Zayin is going to learn from that pasuk that a husband cannot be made for a chatzi neder. It has to be yiferenu. He has to be made for kulo. He has to be made for the entire neder. And over here you have a neder that part of it is inu nefesh, part of it is not inu nefesh. So if you can say that the husband could not be made for the chelik that does not involve inu nefesh, then he won't be able to be made for anything. And then it will turn out that that can't be, because the Torah says that the husband has the koach to be made for nidre ishto that involve inu nefesh. So we cannot rob him of that ability. We cannot take away his capacity to be made for a neder of inu nefesh. Therefore you have to say that the husband could be made for even the chelik that does not involve inui nefesh. That's how the Ran explains. Now the Ran, Tosos, the Rosh, they all ask the question, according to Shmuel that holds that you can be made for even the chelik that does not involve inui nefesh, why does it say later on in Daf Tzadiyam Beis that if a woman says netula ani mina Yehudim, that she asks hanas tashmish of every Jew on herself, that the husband could be made for the neder, the chelik of the neder that's nogea to him, and she's mutaris l'shamsho, but the iser legabe the rest of Klal Yisrael remains? According to Shmuel, the husband is has to be made for the entire neder, and if he's not made for the chelik that's nogea to Klal Yisrael, then his hafar won't work either. So the Ran says that nidre inu nefesh are different than nidarm shebeinu levina. The din that you have to be made for kulo ke'echad, that you can't be made for half a neder, is only by nidre inu nefesh. Because the reason it could be made for is that she shouldn't be misana, she shouldn't be suffering, and it makes sense that he should be made for all of it, because otherwise she's going to suffer more. But the heter to be made for nidarm shebeinu levina is because of the hakpada of the husband. It's not so that she not suffer. It's because of kpeita de baal, and if he's made for the gabe atzmo, then there's no kpeita anymore. So when it comes to nedar mevinu nefesh, that's where we have such a rule that if he's made for mektsaso, then he's going to be made for kulo. But when it comes to dvarm shebeino levena, maybe in echanami there's no such rule that since he's made for mektsaso, he's made for kulo. That's how the Ran explains over here. Tosus and the Rush give a very similar answer, that there's a difference between nidre inu nefesh, where there's no havzis, and nidarm shebeinu levena, where you can do half, but they don't say it based on the svara. They say it's just based on a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakasuf. It says bein ish le ishto. So we learn that the husband could be made for only nidarm shebeinu levena, and you know, mitoch doesn't work over there. So they hold it's a gzeres hakasuf rather than a svara. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi says in Rav Yochanan that mefer lemisana ve'ein mefer l'shein misana. He disagrees. Don't tell me that just because you could be mefer the part that does involve inu nefesh, that automatically includes being made for the part that does not involve inu nefesh. No, you're made for the part that does involve inu nefesh, and you cannot be made for the part that does not involve inu nefesh. So if there are two loaves of bread, one of which is inu nefesh for, the other one is not inu nefesh for, he's only made for the part that is inu nefesh, and the other loaf of bread, the neder is still going to remain intact. Because this din, that he has to be made for the neder all at one time, is only that the baal has to be made for everything that's within his rights to be made for in that neder. But in a case where part of the neder is not within his rights to be made for, so then that's not a violation of Isha Yeferenu, right? Meaning the Gzeres HaKasuf, Isha Yeferenu, that the husband should be made for all of it. That's true, all of that which he is able to be made for, but not all of that which he is not able to be made for. So there are actually, that's how the Ran explains, but there are actually several other ways of interpreting what exactly this machlokas is. Meaning again, we have this machlokas, you have a neder that's dynamic that includes an inui nefesh component and a non-inui nefesh component. So we had two opinions in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that you could be made for the whole thing, even the non-inui nefesh component, and Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you can only be made for the inui nefesh component. So the Ran writes, in the name of his Rebbeim, that the Svara of Shmuel is that since both portions of the neder are on food, the part that does not involve inu nefesh is nigrar achar, the chelek that does involve inu nefesh. And it's mufar, even if the husband is not made for it b'mufurish. It's not that he's being made for the part that doesn't have it. He's only being made for the part that does have inu nefesh. And mimela, even the einu inu nefesh part, becomes hufar on its own. It's nigrar acharav. That's what the Ran quotes from his Rebbeim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, what kind of business? What nigrar acharav? He's only made for the part that has inu nefesh. He's not allowed to be made for the other part. What does it mean, nigrar acharav? The Ran says he's not sure himself what that means. Meaning he says, my Rebbeim said, I don't really know what nigrar acharav means. What kind of svara that is. Tosla suggests a little differently, that the basis for Shmuel is based on neder shutar mektsaso huter kulo, that Shmuel holds that even by a farz baal, the neder is nekar meikaro and not only mikanu lahaba. And therefore, you could say that if hutar mektsaso huter kulo, because the woman did not have kavana that the neder should ever be chal lechatzain. And that's how the Shmuel Betzel says as well. And as far as Rabbi Yochanan, so that's a machlokas rishonim, how to understand that. The way Tosa understands is that the basis for Rabbi Yochanan is that since she said beferish that she's being noderes, mishtei kikaros, it's not considered neder echad, it's considered to be shnei nedarim. And by shnei nedarim, you don't say neder shutam ktsasu uter kulo. Essentially, what Tosa is telling us is that in a chinami, everyone agrees there's a rule neder shutam ktsasu uter kulo. Question is this one neder, is this two nedarim? If you view it as one neder, then the whole neder is going to be hutar. But if you view it as two separate nedarim, so one part will be hutar, and the other part will not be hutar. And there are other approaches in Rishonim as well. A lot of them revolve around that particular issue, whether we view it as a single neder or we view it as two separate nedarim. I think we'll stop there. We'll pick up with Ve'ika Da'amri tomorrow. Again, tomorrow we are on a Sunday schedule because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So Sunday schedule tomorrow, Ben Hashem. Shir at around 7:45 or so. Yeah. Okay.